But I feel the truth, so very deep inside of me, and it's absolutely bursting to get on the outside of me and onto paper. But I'm just Emily England, a Lancashire lass, educated at the local comprehensive, who barely managed to scrape a reasonable grade for my English GCSE, trying to give you the heads up about what will happen when you die. Even attempting to explain the glorious heavenly colours will be like describing the spectrums of red on a dewy, softly blooming rose to a blind man, describing the harmonious celestial sounds and how each note has its own personality will be like describing an emotive, soulful symphony to a deaf man. And describing telepathy will be like describing it to, well, to you, actually. Do you see why I've kept putting it off, kept burying my head? It feels to be verging on the impossible, and it's the reason I have procrastinated for years. Simply attempting to put the words into the chronology of events that lasted last hundreds of years on the other side is enough to dissuade my head on a daily basis and have me reaching for my wine. How on earth has this foggy brain managed to hold on to all this knowledge? Anyway, I'm going to try. I don't feel that I have an option, really, because, you see, from the moment I was born, I've been compelled to tell it, obligated even, but I've just been too scared to start. And yet, strangely, just a month or so ago, following years of inward turmoil, I woke one morning, dusted off my laptop, and simply began.